as a gift.
Yeah. Okay. Bingo. That's what we'll do. And let me just... okay. Crap.
What?
I need to turn the gain up a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I totally just poured Sprite all over me. Because I didn't realize it was not
useful. Yeah. If it makes you feel... But did you listen to last week's episode?
I didn't get to yet.
For a second and a half, I started to speak into my beer.
Nice.
I put down my microphone. I opened the beer. And then all of a sudden, Adam was giving me a weird look because I was trying to like blindly hit the mute button on my at the same time. He looks at me, and so I immediately have to react. So I grab the one, like I have the one thing in my hand. I move it to my face. It's my beer, and I just was like, I did. Oh shit! Put it down. He's like, fine. Gotta find the microphone.
Yeah, these are really nice. They're doing the trip.
China, please send one more.
Please, China. We like our windscreens.
Send him one. Only one.
Oh, it's so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is some good waves. I'm seeing some good waves.
Good waves?
Yep.
Well, So, tonight's mic check.
Wow.
Did we actually... Hi.
I'm going to enjoy this screensaver.
This is the snow?
This is Minneapolis and snow.
Hey, there's the Metrodome.
Minneapolis and snow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, nice.
There's one with a little girl standing in front of a giant snow blower. Looks like she was about to die.
She's going to dive in.
Don't do it.
But, yeah, so the first mic check we'll do for CD.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's kind of creepy.
Just a little bit. Just the soulless eyes.
This is my child. I made him of snow.
Snow.
Oh, God.
She's like...
She does look like she's about to...
Do you guys hear something?
Destroyed by a giant snowblower.
We're the Smurf bikers of Sector 24.
Something reunion.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, lots of snow on that one.
Yeah.
I got railroad.
That has to do very much train engine.
Snowy armpits. Yeah.
Mm.
Bike tire.
It's a unicycle.
Tire. Summit House. What do? This is weird.
Yeah, I typed in Minneapolis and snow into Flickr, and this is
Fisty. His name is Fisty. That's just adding to the joke from earlier. Hello, with us. I'm Fisty Smurf. What's that? Oh.
So I'll start, I guess, and say that my first CD was Chumbawamba.
Ooh,
Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Was it Tub Thumper?
Tub Thumping.
Definitely Thumping.
Thumping. Okay, because the song was Tub Thumper then.
I don't think so.
That is...
I'm pretty sure it's Tub... I think Tub Thumper is the CD, and Tub Thumping is the song.
To the internet.
To the internet.
Away!
First person to spell Chumbawamba right.
Chumbawamba.
That's right.
Oh.
He takes a whiskey drink. He takes a vodka drink.
Damn you! I cannot connect to this iPhone because an unknown error occurred.
That's
because
it hates me. So yeah, whatever.
Back.
Tub Thumping is the name of the song, apparently.
Yeah. So Tub Thumper is the album with the green background and the pink creepy-looking baby.
The gigantic mouth.
Yes.
Aha.
Also, it keeps auto-correcting.
And I got that as a gift from Peter Wentz.
Oh, nice.
Throw a name out there.
Hooray.
That some may know.
And
somewhere.
Falling off the face of the earth, kind of.
The first album...
He got a beard. Well, he does.
That, yeah.
Don't cool. Judge.
Like facial hair or like a... He's gay and he has a wife now? Beard.
Little
I don't...
Both.
Okay,
I
don't, fair
I
enough.
Know. I don't follow.
What? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Adam.
Wow, that is a cool unicycle. That must be like a
snow
unicycle.
For them all-terrain clowns.
Kids at home.
A Darwin unicycle.
I wish you could see this kid's
at
home. No, it's a
vest
of my hero.
I'm the strongest.
Kills him every time.
So, the first album that I ever had was... this Star Wars soundtrack, it was a combination of, well, it was selections from all three movies.
Okay, I was going to ask if it was specified.
Recorded by some orchestra. I can't remember which one it was now. But it was pretty awesome. But my first pop album that I ever got was Everclear. So Much for the Afterglow.
Oh.
Yeah. Because of the song Everything to Everyone. Because the music video was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was in that room, and the camera kept spinning around. And there was stuff happening. And people were singing and playing instruments.
Like you do.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Like bands do sometimes. So, yeah, that's my answer.
I cannot remember. There's two albums, and I don't remember which came first because they were within about 2 days of each other.
Okay.
I can remember my first tape, but the first CD that I ever owned was either the Men in Black soundtrack or Schoolhouse Rock Rocks, which Schoolhouse Rock Rocks, I'm actually looking it up right now because what it is it's a cover album, of course, of Schoolhouse Rock's themes by 90s alternative bands. And I'm trying to find the frigging listing of it. Oh, it's fantastic. It's got Weezer, Blind Melon, Better Than Ezra. It's really freaking weird, but I actually have the Blind Melon 3 is a Magic Number on my iPod right now because it's that good of a song.
Who got Conjunction Junction?
I can't remember. Although it came in a bright yellow case.
Hmm. Nice.
But yeah. Yeah. That was mine.
I also had two. One of them was They Might Be Giants Flood.
Ooh.
That one I simply stole from my dad. That's mine now. The other one was Green Day's Dookie, which I traded for a Wendy's toy, I think.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was like one of those little ball and cup games. And one of the kids was looking at it. I was sitting there playing with it, and he's just like, "That's cool. Can I try?" No. It's mine. Give you the CD for it. Sold. Yoink.
So was it legitimate or was it a burned copy?
Oh, no, it was a real one. This was long before burning.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. He's
not a smart kid.
No.
No shit.
It's very Tom Sawyer-ish of you.
That's right. Then I made him paint a fence.
With the CD. It's where they get you.
I am proud to say that the first CD that Callie got was because of me. It was Butthole Surfers. Welcome to Electric Larryland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I actually found the track listing for Schoolhouse Rock Rocks. So you have Schoolhouse Rocky, which is the theme song by Bob Duro and friends. I'm Just a Bill by Deluxe Folk Implosion.
Wow.
Three is a Magic Number by Blind Melon. Conjunction Junction by Better Than Ezra.
Okay.
Electricity by Goodness. No More Kings by Pavement. The Shot Heard Round the World by Ween.
Oh, my God.
My Hero Zero by the Lemonheads with Melissa Auf der Mauer and Gibby Haynes. The Energy Blues by Bismarcky.
Oh, my God.
Little 12 Toes by Chavez. Verb, That's What's Happening by Moby. Interplanet Janet by Man or Astro Man. And Lolly Lolly Lolly, Get Your Adverbs Here by Buffalo Tom. Unpack Your Adjectives by Daniel Johnson. And The Tale of Mr. Morton by Skilo. And that's why I have such a fucking weird taste in music.
It shows through and through.
Yes, it does. And that's another reason why I love covers. Because
covers are great.
They're fucking funny as hell. Bismarcky's is by far one of the funniest. But Blind Melon's is fucking awesome because their catalog is very limited because the lead singer died.
Yeah. So, that was pretty cool.
How'd that sound?
Really good.
Okay, this is going to be a problem. I can only kind of half read this thing from here.
Dude, you're like, pulling a Wilson with a new pop screen. Just,
I know, yeah. Yeah. It's
Heidi Ho, neighbor.
Moment and a half here.
Just peer over the top.
Yeah. Or maybe, ooh.
He's going to touch it. He's going to touch
it. Adjust it like this. Yeah. So that way, now it's just really awkward looking.
Smell it. Smell the pop screen.
That's right. So new I have a handful of news stories.
Chinese pop screen.
No.
Do you have any news stories? I have a couple.
Sichuan or Cantonese?
So and there we were.
Did you get my text on the topic?
Yes. And I thought if we need to pad it a little bit, we can talk about what we've been watching recently.
True.
And that's listening to recently.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So if you wanna lead us in, then I will start the stopwatch. And
wow, feathery.
I know it keeps coming back to that.
I think one of my favorites was the mountain picture that just popped up. It's like, gotcha.
Minneapolis is a very mountainous region.
It is.
Best in the Midwest, you know.
Except for, you know.
Hey, Luke Schneider.
Dude, I don't think any of those is Luke Schneider.
Oh, stop.
World's best tranny. Yeah.
There he is.
My name's Luke.
Down at the bottom there. He's gone.
They call me Jessica.
Okay, so...
There's Fisty. Sorry. Anyways.
All right, so we'll, get through the beginning and then you guys like usual, and then we talk about stuff. Good.
Which episode is this one?
Matt,
this is 9.
You Fisty?
Okay, 9.
Episode 9. Today is the 8th.
Fetish cult.
Mm-hmm. November 8th.
The other one's name is
Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
Okay. When you least expect it, I'm going to drop something else.
Like a piano on me?
Yes. The Frank Oz Memorial Piano.
Piano depository.
As long as it's not a suppository.
No. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Ready?
Ready.
So we do the silence on the track.